Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Back by popular demand, it's Renee Wallace. She's going to talk about her newest book, and I've got great music for you. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4. And Fridays, by appointment only, you can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. In today's broadcast, I'm going to be talking a lot about Shavuot. And you might think, what in the world is that? Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Shavuot occurs 50 days or 7 weeks after Passover. It's a harvest celebration commemorating God's provision for and sustenance of His people. And there's a lot going on here. According to Jewish tradition, Moses received the law from God at Mount Sinai during Shavuot. And the Ten Commandments are read to commemorate the giving of the law. And there's more to this. Let's talk about Shavuot in the New Testament. The giving of the gospel. God's grace is revealed through the living word. When the Holy Spirit came to the disciples in tongues of flames and they began speaking other languages, they were preaching the gospel of Yeshua to God-fearing Jews who had come to Jerusalem from every nation under heaven to observe Shavuot at the temple. And just as there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that the Jewish people heard and accepted Yeshua in a supernatural way on Pentecost, so an even greater outpouring is predicted by the prophet Zechariah. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And that was Zechariah 12:10. Yes, indeed, there will be mourning when all of Israel finally realizes who Yeshua is. But after the mourning and the repentance, there will be great joy. Yeshua said this regarding the end-time harvest of souls. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. That was from Matthew 9:37 and 38. So that's a little bit about Shavuot, and I hope that you are enjoying this broadcast. Stay tuned for an interview with Renee Wallace and more music. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. And that was the beautiful playing of Maurice Sklar in the background. He's a wonderful messianic believer and a wonderful violinist. So I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, it's time to take a little trip up the mountain with Paul Wilbur.
Nations will be flowing to Zion when they see the house of the Lord, running to his peaceful kingdom, shouting they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Wash us with the spirit of burning, let your beautiful fruit shine forth. Then everyone who's left inside will be called holy forevermore. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Arise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land.
This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Here's Deborah Clanion-Turno. Pour out your spirit. And I just think about Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit came upon everyone as they were gathered in the upper room. This is a beautiful song.
Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Let it rain.
Children. find Ian Torno.
And Vince Ian Torno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Here's Barry and Batya Siegel from the CD Jerusalem, The Last Frontier. This is Hallelujah.
As vessels, Lord, for you, let the name of God be our strong tower.
the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn.
Like a fire.
That was a great song from the CD Holy Fire, Paul Wilbur, Burn in Me. And next we've got Carlos Perdomo, Ruach of God. And next, my interview with Renee Wallace. Stay with me. A beautiful song from Carlos Perdomo. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings today. And now, as promised, here is my wonderful interview with Renee Wallace. Renee Wallace. Welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's so great to be back.
It's wonderful. Usually, at the end of every interview, I always say, well, you'll have to come back on the air sometime, and it takes, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But with you, you know, just a month, because, you know, that's how important you are to me.
Oh, God bless you, Ethel. Thank you.
Amen, amen. So I think a lot has happened since we last talked. Tell me about Enter the Blessing website, your ministry, what's happened with your first book, and all about your second book.
Well, I'm really excited. My first book did so well. That was Zoe Discovers Passover at Easter, and it's really been well received. I think I even got a review from a pre-believing Jewish person that said that the information was good if you didn't know anything about Passover, but they weren't sure about the perspective. That was a little controversial for them. So, but that they would even do, and they gave me, you know, like a couple of stars or something. And I thought, you know what, that's, I actually appreciate that. I think it really makes it, makes the book authentic, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, for those people that missed the first interview, tell me a little bit about why you write and what you're hoping to accomplish.
All right. Thank you. I would love to. I think my two driving passions is to help the church see their connections to their Jewish roots and to appreciate the Jewish brothers and sisters among them, to fight anti-Semitism, and to hopefully fight replacement theology as well, and just reminding people that there are still people that are in the churches, that God still has plans for Israel, and he hasn't been finished with them ever, and just to make sure that they're on the right track. So that's my goal, but I want to start with the next generation and get them on a good footing.
Oh, that's just absolutely wonderful. And I just love the first book, and I've just ordered your second book, and I can't wait. So tell us a little bit about the planning for your second book about Pentecost.
Well, I knew that most of the church doesn't realize that Pentecost actually was the Feast of Shavuot, and that all the people at the temple were actually Jewish people. And so since the church doesn't know that in general, I thought, well, why not share that with them and also give them a little flavor of what Shavuot or the Feast of Weeks is all about. And so I introduced the Torah and honoring the giving of the Torah. And then I introduced the Book of Ruth, which is told in a kind of a an insert into the middle of the book with the old, the ancient dress and characters, and it's really a treat. And then I finish with the actual event of Acts 2 when the disciples receive the Holy Spirit.
Exciting. What do you say to people today, Renee, that say that, you know, well, we're not under the law anymore, and that was the old times, and now we're under the new covenant only? And what do you tell people?
Well, the first thing would be you really don't understand the new covenant if you don't understand the original covenant, which is, at least in my opinion, still in effect. If God made an eternal covenant with Israel, that means it's an eternal covenant. It seems so simple in my mind, but it's been unfortunately separated from the new covenant faith has been separated from the Hebrew Bible. And so I just encourage them to look at how, look at Passover, look at Shavuot, look at these holidays and how they're interwoven into the New Testament. And it's not about being under anything. Nobody's under anything. We all receive the grace of the Lord because of Yeshua's sacrifice. We all have grace. But the Jewish people are still, still have a covenant with God. They're still God's chosen people. And if he's not faithful to the Jewish people, he won't be faithful to you. So I just encourage them to think about that.
So important. I really love the whole concept of Zoe and her Jewish friend and how, you know, they're they have a close friendship, and they're learning from each other. And, you know, I suppose you may have, I don't know, have you thought about this becoming some kind of a cartoon or animated series?
Oh, Ethel, you're speaking my language right now.
I have vision for you. I have vision.
That would be absolutely my dream, is to have this on some kind of animation DVD where all the holidays can be viewed by the whole family as a fun, informative, in that kind of a media, so that they can all share together. And I would absolutely love that someday. If anyone out there does animation, give me a call.
And while your books are written simply and geared towards children, they're really for all ages, because people that don't know a lot about the Jewish holidays can pick up one of these books and they can learn so much.
Yes, I'm finding that I'm getting so many adults responding with, I've learned so much, I've spent decades in the church, I never understood, these holidays, I never understood our connections, and so I can see that this is really speaking to adults as well as children, and as the grandparents and the parents are reading the books to the children, they're receiving the blessings, and that's what Enter the Blessings is all about, as we tap into and honor the Jewish foundations of our faith, God will bless us. That's what he said in Genesis 12.
Fantastic. What's the best way to get the word out about your books? I mean, obviously, I'll put it on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page, and of course, there's this radio show, and we'll tell everybody to go to Amazon, but what else can we do to get the word out?
Well, actually, my website has everything. It has all a number of endorsements that I've received from various individuals. I also have, so the website is enterTheBlessings.com. And of course, the blessings are for anyone who blesses Israel. So Jewish or non-Jewish, anyone who blesses Israel is going to receive blessings from the Lord. And at the website, you can, there's links to the Amazon, both of the books. There's, I have a Facebook page, Enter the Blessings. It's a group. And so you can join the group, and I have a mailing list which notifies people and provides different. I'm hopefully going to start doing some podcasts. Those are free, things like that. So the people on the email list, of course, are going to get the first notice, and I'll probably even do some special gifts for those people. So that's also, it's all available on my website. There's links for all of that, and that's enterTheBlessings.com.
Wonderful. I must say that you are very organized. I don't know if you have someone that's been helping you with your promotions, but I just think that you've done a really good job getting the word out, and the way you've set up your Facebook page and the way you did your early promotion with the prize, which of course we know who won that prize. But anyway, all right. It just happened. It wasn't. It just happened. My name got drawn, and wonderful.
I couldn't be happier. Honestly, I was so happy for you.
Amen. But really, your whole promotion is very well organized.
Well, this time we're going to have for anyone who purchases a paperback, a picture with the paperback, and puts that, tags me in on Facebook, gets entered in, and we're going to be giving away two books this season. Facing Jerusalem, which is a new book out by Luke Hilton and Zach Waller, and God's Appointed Times, for anyone who doesn't have that book, that's from Rabbi Barney Kasdan in San Diego. It's a, I think, probably a staple in Messianic Judaism, but it's an awesome book for Christians who don't know anything about the feast, to introduce them in a very easy way with a lot of information. So those two books we're giving away, plus one-on-one time with me. They get an hour to talk with me about entering the blessings and walking in blessings and how I can help them to enter the blessings in their life. So that's the big prize this season.
Wow. Well, I guess I really can't win twice. Let's not get greedy.
it wouldn't really be fair, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But boy, that was fun. That was fun. I'll just let the listeners know I've been enjoying some wonderful chocolates and teas from Israel, and then this huge Passover chalice and a Passover Seder plate and what do you call the thing with the
matzah tash?
Thank you. Yes, the matzah tash. That's the biggest one of those I've ever seen in my life. Wow. Anyway, so that was wonderful. So you've written about...
It is pretty big. I remember seeing it.
My husband was like, what is this? Like that?
It's going to take up half the table, right?
Right, I know. So you've written about Passover, and you've written about Shavuot. What's next? Because we know you're not stopping here. You're not stopping here. I know you.
No, I'm really excited. This summer I'll be working really hard. I'm going to do 3 books at once. We're going to do the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And we're going to put all 3 books out all at once in probably late August. So it's going to be a huge push. It's going to be gigantic. Honestly, I'm so excited, and I really hope that this message gets out, that these holidays are significant. They're significant on God's calendar for our lives and for world redemption. They're significant for Jewish people for memorials, and they're significant for Christian people for learning and really digging in deep and finding out what God did with Israel, and memorializing those things and seeing what God's going to do with the Christian church as well. So we're all in this together. So let's get in it together, right?
I love it. I love it. You know, one thing that comes up in discussion, and of course this will come up when it gets time for the fall feasts, but yeah, we're talking about it now. Why not? We're believers in Yeshua. We already know who our atonement is. And people have said, well, then why are you celebrating Yom Kippur Day of Atonement? You already know Yeshua is your atonement. And what do you say to people?
Well, I have to say that celebrating these feasts, for example, the Day of Atonement, you really don't understand atonement until you understand atonement in the Hebrew Bible. You're not going to understand trumpets and all of the quote-unquote trumpets that are listed in the New Testament should probably be retranslated shofarim, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're ram's horns. They're not these golden trumpets like other religion has. You know what I mean? So,
sure.
And the Sukkot, oh my goodness, Sukkot, God with us, God tabernacling with us. There's just so much there, and they're missing it. And I don't want them to miss it. I want everyone to experience these wonderful holidays and to see Jesus in the midst of the holidays. Mm. That's my hope.
I love it. I love it. You know, Renee, it's listening to you and reading your books. It's just confirmation for me that it's a very Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah. For people that don't get it, like, oh, you've left your religion, you're now believing in 3 gods, you're not a Jew anymore, you've become a Christian, which they think is the same as Gentile. They just,
right.
They don't get it. But what you're saying and what you're writing about is just wonderful reinforcement for those of us who were raised in a Jewish home. We've come to faith in Yeshua, the Messiah. And we are embracing our Judaism and realizing that Jesus, Yeshua, is in all of these holidays.
Yes, he is. He is. And there's nothing about these, there's nothing about believing in Messiah that denigrates or disregards these holidays. It fulfills or makes full the holidays. It fills the holidays with a deeper meaning and fabulous, for example, the Day of Atonement, to know we say on Rosh Hashanah, right, that may your name be written in the book of life, right?
Right.
And then on the Day of Atonement, the books are, sealed, so to speak. But we don't know if we really even have atonement, if we don't have a sacrifice. But Yeshua is the sacrifice, and it fits totally with all of the prophecies of the Old Testament and everything that Moses said. Yeshua fulfilled, and he is our atonement. So when those books are closed, so to speak, in heaven, we know, we have full assurance of our salvation, of our name written in the book of life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Very exciting. So again, for those that are going to buy your book, it's called Zoe Discovers Pentecost at Shavuot.
Zoe Discovers the Feast of Weeks at Pentecost.
Okay, I was close.
And I've got a surprise. There's two new characters. They're little boys, and what I've tried to do is represent I'm trying to represent everyone, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Everyone should be, learning about these holidays. So I'm just hoping that just opens up the opportunity for what children of any ethnic background, can be blessed by these holidays. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm so excited, Renee. This is just wonderful. Wonderful. And this is going to be aired, because, I pre-record all these interviews. This is going to be aired the day before Feast of Weeks. It'll be aired on Saturday the 15th, so just in time.
Oh, that's perfect. The book will be free. The ebook will be free on the 15th.
Oh, there we go. So those of you listening.
Go to Amazon and get your free ebook.
Ooh, fantastic. So,
yeah. So
Renee, how would you like us to be praying for you? Obviously, that the creative juices keep flowing and flowing and flowing.
Yes. And what I just want, I think my main thing is that I just, stay focused. I have a lot of responsibilities. I have other things that I'm involved in, a nonprofit, and I work for the wonderful organization Chosen People Ministries as well, and I just want to do well in every area that God will be honored.
From your mouth to God's ears, may He bless all that you do. May He continue to provide all of your needs, financial needs, and all your other needs, and may He bless you with good health, you and your family, and I'm just real excited, and I'm glad to talk with you. And as your new books come out, we'll have another exclusive interview right here on Bagels and Blessings.
I'm excited. Thank you so much, Ethel. God bless you. God bless Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you. I like that we both have the word blessings in our ministry name.
So do I.
All right, dear. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Sure. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was my fun interview with Renee Wallace, and we certainly have time for more music. This next song was actually written by friends of mine, Gila Nelson and Israel Nelson. It's called Welcome, Spirit of God.
Bo, Ruach Elohim, umale. דרך אותנו כילדים, רק בך אנו חפצים, אנחנו מזמינים אותך לבוא. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill us, Holy Spirit, come. Ba'u Chaba, Ba'u Chaba, Ba'u Chaba.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was such a beautiful song. I pray that you are filled with the spirit of Adonai. I pray that the fire of the Holy One burns in you today and every day. And as I close out the program, just know that I love you all, and I pray God's blessing over you and your families. Here's a beautiful song now from Joshua Aaron called The Spirit and the Bride.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Him we will never, never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panavalecha Vikunecha Yes Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.